The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. As you remember, Planet Man and Pat are about to explore the surface of an asteroid, searching for survivors of a pirate attack. With them are two so-called survivors they have rescued in space, who are actually space pirates planning to do away with our Earth friends and Planet Man and take over the Planeteer. Billy and Jane, suspicious of the two pirates, have remained aboard the Planeteer as Dantro, Pat, and the pirates, Slick and Blackie, leave.
It certainly is weird out here. I've never seen anything like it before.
Like something out of a bad dream.
Come on over this way. Maybe they're in this direction.
Haven't we covered that area?
Not all of it. We came up from the other side of that cliff, but we didn't look down the bottom here.
Okay, we'll try that direction, but it doesn't look like your friends are here.
Gee, I wonder what they did with them.
I have a hunch that they've been taken care of.
Gosh, you'd think so. That'd be awful.
If what I'm thinking happened, it might not be so awful.
I know what you have in mind.
Hey, look, there's a cave or something over here.
Yeah, look, do you suppose maybe...
Suppose what?
Blackie was thinking the same thing I was. Maybe they went into the cave.
What will they do that for?
Well, maybe the batteries of their spacesuits got low and they got cold. Down there in the cave, they might conserve the heat and make the batteries last longer.
Well, we'll soon find out. Now, pound down the rock here with this bar. If they're there, that should bring them out.
Well, I can't hear anything.
No, you won't unless you put your helmet to the ground. There's no air to carry the sound, but if they're down in the cave, they'll feel the vibration.
Unless they're unconscious.
Why should they be unconscious?
Well, maybe their air supply is low. They only had 3 days and it's almost up. Could be it ran out quicker than we thought.
Yeah, maybe we'd better go in and take a look.
Maybe you better go. I think we ought to stay here, Dantro. I don't like this setup at all.
I think the safest thing to do is take one of them with us and leave the other outside. There's not much he can do, and we'll have one of them along just in case they have some trick in mind.
Gosh, you sure are suspicious. We're on the level, honest. I'll go with you. That should prove it.
One of you will. I don't care which one. Come on, let's get it over with.
Okay, this way.
Shine your torch around, Dantro. This is an awfully big cave.
It's big, and it looks like someone's been here. Maybe they were telling us the truth.
I don't know. Those rations look as though they'd been here a long time.
Blackie, where are you? Pat, are you all right?
Well, what's happened?
I don't know how he did it, but Slick blasted the entrance to the cave.
Where's Blackie?
Well, he was here a minute ago. There he goes. Look, there's another tunnel in the back. Duck after him.
I'm right behind you.
No, wait. Stand back. Look out, Pat. Pat, get down, quick.
Any signs of them on your side?
No, they should be back by now.
Do you think something's happened?
Try to get them on the communicator.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Jane Darrow calling Planet Man. Jane Darrow calling Planet Man. Are you there?
No answer.
I don't like this.
Come on.
Where are you going?
Out to look for them.
That's not a good idea.
Why not?
Planet Man has the weapons locked away, and once we get outside the ship, there's no telling what'll happen. I think the only thing we can do is sit here on board and wait.
But Pat and Dantro may need help.
I know it, Billy. But I'm afraid we'll just have to sit tight.
Hand it to you again, Slick. It worked just the way you planned it.
Quiet.
What's the matter?
It's the kids. They may pick us up on the contactor, and we've got to get on board that ship somehow before they get wise.
We changed the frequency.
Sure, but they're pretty smart kids. They make it the same idea. Now, just follow me and get alongside that lock and keep quiet. Sooner or later, the kids will come out, and when they do, we'll nab them.
You don't think they'll have any glasses, do you?
Planet Man locked them up. He had the key with him. Now, keep quiet. Be ready.
Okay, Slick.
What are we going to
to do, Jane? Just sit here and wait?
Oh, look, I know how you feel. I feel the same way. But there's nothing else we can do.
Well, maybe they're in trouble. Maybe they need help.
Yes. And maybe those two, Slick and Blackie, are just waiting for us to stick our heads outside the ship.
We can't just sit here forever.
Look, I told you, it's not safe.
Ma, I don't care about you, Jane. You do whatever you want. But I'm going out and see what's happened.
Billy, you're making a mistake.
So, I'm making a mistake. How can you sit there and talk about mistakes when Pat and Dantrell may be hurt and need our help?
All right, Billy, if that's the way you feel.
Are you coming, too?
You don't suppose I'd let you go out there alone, do you? But listen, watch your step and be ready to get back to the ship. At least here we're safe and we can always radio the leak patrol.
Maybe we ought to do that now.
No, we still can't be sure about the pirates. And this would be no time to bring them here.
Okay, let's go then if we're going.
I'll help you into your space suit and then you can help me with mine.
Billy and Jane seem to be walking right into the trap set for them by Slick and Blackie. Will Billy and Jane be off guard? What has happened to Tantra and Pat? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Billy and Jane, they were about to leave the Planeteer and look for Dantrell and Pat, who they think might have been ambushed by Slick and Blackie. Waiting for them to come out of the Planeteer are Slick and Blackie.
Slick, I think I hear the airlock control. Okay, Blackie, be ready.
Remember, watch your step.
Okay, Blackie, grab him.
Billy, look out.
Jeez.
I got the kid, Slick. I got the girl. Drag him back on board. Why don't we just leave him here? I've got other plans for him. Come on, let's get going. I want to get out of here.
You're the boss.
Are you okay, Pat?
If you can call it that. What's happened?
I was such a fool, I should have suspected something like this.
Are we trapped?
They must have had mines planted at both ends of this cave. There are hundreds of tons of rock between us and the outside.
Have you tried to contact the kids?
The vibrations from the explosions must have shattered the crystals in these spacesuit communicators. I can't get any response.
I wonder what's going to happen to them.
I only hope they're smart enough to stay on board the Planeteer. Say, I'll bet that was Jane's idea. Slick and Blackie have no way of getting in, and as long as the kids just sit tight, they're safe enough.
If I know them, they won't sit tight for long.
That's what I'm thinking about. Sooner or later, they're going to go looking for us, and Blackie and Slick will be waiting for them to do just that.
Isn't there some way that we can warn them?
It may be too late already, Pat. Our first problem is to get out of this cave, if we can.
You take your hands off her, you rotten space pirate.
Don't worry, Billy. He can't hurt me.
Shut up, you brats. All right, Blackie, leave him alone now. That's enough.
What's the matter? You getting soft-hearted? These are the kids who made us miserable, following us around like a couple of Venusian bloodhounds. Why don't we just dump them out the port and get rid of them?
Because I've got other plans for them, Blackie.
You said that before. What are you talking about?
We're not in a clear yet, Blackie. You never know whether the leak patrol will start to wonder where Planet Man is and send out some ships to look for him.
Yeah, with the stuff we're packing on this planet here, who cares about the leak patrol?
There's no sense getting into a fight if we can avoid it.
What's that got to do with these two brats?
With them aboard, no patrol ship is going to try and blast us. We'll keep them as hostages until we get out near Saturn. And then you can do what you want with him as far as I'm concerned.
You don't frighten us.
You better shut up.
He's not worth wasting words on, Billy.
Take him back and lock him in the cabin they had us in. I don't want him running loose around the ship.
Listen, Pat, there's one chance. I hope it works.
And what are you going to do?
I have my heat ray projector. That rock should melt at about half power. Gives us about 10 minutes to burn through. A lot depends on what kind of rock that is.
Do you think we have a chance?
One break we did get. I think the rock is a soft formation of some kind. If it was as hard as most of the stuff composing these asteroids, you couldn't make a dent with a hand projector. With this stuff, I think it's about 50-50.
Well, the sooner we get out of here, the better I'll feel.
Stand back.
Billy! Billy, you did it!
Sure I did it. I told you I could short-circuit that lot. Now, come on, let's get out of here.
Where are we going?
To the communications room. If we get a message off to the patrol, we still get back to the asteroid for Dantrell and Pat. Come on, let's get to the communicator fast.
Can I help?
You just watch the door to see if they're coming. I know how to work this set. Planet Man, show me. Just to be safe, because we had trouble last time when we swiped that scout ship from Marston.
Okay, Billy, but you'd better hurry.
Just let me throw this switch.
What's that, Billy?
Those pirates sent some kind of an alarm on this communicator. Come on, let's get out of here.
Hurry!
Billy had a good idea, but Slick and Blackie were one step ahead of him. What can the two kids do now? What will Slick and Blackie do? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.